again with Thomas Russell, our organist here at First Presbyterian Church. And last week we were talking about the console and the four sets of
keyboard manuals.
Yeah. But I wanted to ask Thomas about his feet, because he has special feet, organist's feet, because he's wearing shoes, right? Organ. Now, where do you get the shoes? Let me see your shoes.
Yeah, so you have to wear special shoes to play the pedals. They're very thin on the bottom, so you can feel what you're doing. And they have a little bit of a raised heel, so that you only hit one note at a time.
And where do you get these? Are they specially made?
They are, yeah. You have to special order them, and
so
it
expensive.
Takes weeks and weeks for them to come.
Have you tried playing in sock feet?
I have once or twice. It's to me, it's a little bit painful because you're, you know, hitting all
or barefooted. I've seen that too.
We might get into sanitary issues.
How many pieces actually employ the feet? I mean, when you're playing, say, a hymn, are you using the foot pedals for that?
Yes, almost all the time, because the pedals are playing all of the low registers.
Now, what did you just do?
So I pulled out a few pedal stops. So all these knobs control the tones of the organ. They're called stops. Everything's in, so all the sound is stopped up. Nothing's going to play. But pull them out and things play.
Talk to us about the mechanics of how the sound is actually produced. Presumably there's a fan.
In the corner over there, there's a couple of blowers that fill chests with air, pressurized air. There's pipes sitting on top of those chests. And when I pull out a stop and play a key, it lets air up into the pipe.
Back in the 19th century, how was that air produced?
Manually. So they had four or five guys, or sometimes young choristers, pumping the bellows.
And that would have taken place here. There would have been four or five guys.
Would they be behind there?
I think.
Behind the pipes?
On the first organ here, which was in the 1860s, so I think it would have been manually pumped.
That's extraordinary.
That's amazing. So you have four or five guys back there pumping.
Yeah. Any time you want to play, you'd have to hire some. Sometimes they just hired people off the street to come pump the bellows.
What can this organ do that your average organ cannot?
Well, some special features here. We have the chamade pipes in the back, which are a lot of fun.
Chamade.
So chamade, it comes from a term for a battle call. A trumpet call they would use in battle as a type of signal.
It's always exciting in a service when you do that, because the people up there, they kind of jump.
Beware.
Because they're loud.
Especially
it's real loud back there.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on the spot now, but what does a church gain in its worship when it is organ-led?
Yeah, so the tone produced by the organ is very similar to our vocal tone when singing. So the organ's very well suited for supporting and carrying singing. And also because of the size of it, one person can play and produce enough sound to lead the singing.
Of all of the music that you play, what is your favorite to play?
Bach is definitely my favorite. Yeah.
And you play it a lot.
I do, yep. I'm on a life journey to play all of Bach.
I was reading a biography, not a biography, but a set of essays by a very well-known pianist, and it was just released a few months ago. Our own Bart Swaim reviewed the book in the Wall Street Journal just a couple of weeks ago, and he drew attention to the fact that this pianist had something of not a disdain, but that he held Bach, because Bach was so perfect, there were no flaws in Bach, that he found it hard to connect with him. And I've been thinking about that a lot ever since I read that. It was Bart Swaim who drew attention to that. Well, thank you. David, do you have any musical questions?
I have nothing. I'm empty. I have nothing.
Next week, we're going to go into the bowels of the pipes here, and that's going to be a little tricky because all of us can't get in there. But I've actually never been, so I'll be fascinated to see what's behind here. But that's next week. Next Friday, Fun Facts Friday, in the bowels of the organ.